We're going to be discussing the inyan of a tevila b'mikvah kodem kenisa la'azara. So the Mishnah says in Daf Lamed, "Ein adam nichnas la'azara la'avoda afilu tahor ad sheyitbol." Ein adam, any person is not allowed to enter into the azara. And then there's this word la'avoda, which caused the whole discussion, as you saw in the Rishonim, even if he's tahor until he goes to the mikvah. He requires a tevila before entering into the azara. So the Gemara quotes him, Achlok is Ben Zoma versus Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, Rabbi Ben Zoma, they asked him, Lama, what was the need? And he said, because of Kal Vachomer, Ma Mishana Mikodesh Lakodesh, person, namely the Kohen Gadol, goes from Kodesh to Kodesh, which either means from a place of Kedusha to another place of Kedusha, or means from Big Day Kodesh to other Big Day Kodesh, he needs to do a Tevila. So Kal Vachomer, the Gemara says, a person goes from a Makom She'enoch Anish Karis, from Makom Chol to the Azara, certainly he requires a Tevila. And Rabbi Yehuda argues and says it's only a Srach Tevila, and we'll see what that means in a few moments with Rashi. Kadesha Yizkor Tuma Yeshana B'Shibiyado V'Yifro. So perhaps he'll remember a Tuma he forgot about. This will cause him to recall such a Tuma and separate from doing the Avodah. So Gemara says, between Ben Zoma and Rabbi Huda, what's the nafkamina? So Gemara goes back and forth. Maybe it's that it's going to be a chil avoda. And the Gemara ends up concluding that there's a bitul asay. According to Ben Zoma, the Gemara says, there's an asay to go to the mikvah. Since Ben Zoma learns a kal vachomer from the Kohen Gadol, and says, l'gabi the Kohen Gadol, rachat es besara b'mayim l'vasham, that he has to go to the mikvah, so therefore the kal vachomer to every adam needs to go to the mikvah. There's a mitzvah asay, rachat es besara. But according to Rabbi Huda, which seems like it's only a din d'rabbanan, there's no asay here, there's no kim asay to go to the mikvah prior to going to the azar. So that's the basics of the Gemara. Now let's now go through each shita between first Ben Zoma, then Rabbi Huda, and then Shita Sarama. So let's go through Rabbi Huda, rather Ben Zoma first. So Ben Zoma, according to Shita's Rashi, what does Rashi hold in Shita's Ben Zoma? How serious does he take this Kal Vachomer? Very seriously, he says on Amr Beis, he writes Lam Amr Beis that Damer Darais at the top, Dihi Sharei Nitan Kavachomer Lidarish. The Gemara says that a person has the right to make his own Kavachomers. Adam Dan Ain Adam Dan Gezer Shava Miatmo, but a person is Dan Kavachomer Miatmo. A person cannot create his own Gezer Shavas unless he has a Mesor from his Rebbe going back to Kabbal Satorah, but a Kavachomer person is allowed to make on his own. Now, at the same time, since a person can make his own Kal Vachomer, it could also be rejected. It could be challenged with a pircha. So that's one of the explanations as why they say Ein Onshin Min Adin. The three reasons why Ein Onshin Min Adin. One of the reasons is because it's a Kal Vachomer. And a Kal Vachomer, Shem Yesh Pircha, says the Marsha. And therefore, it could be flawed. So we can't give a punishment based on a Kal Vachomer, but we can rely on it to create a certain Dinim Deraisa. So therefore, Rashi says the din of the Kal Vachomer Ben Zoma is very serious. It's a requirement on a deraisa level, everyone to walk into the Beis HaMikdash to go to the mikvah first. Tosafos Yeshanim argues. Tosafos Yeshanim thinks, based on a question which I won't go through, he says that it's perhaps not a real Kal Vachomer, but it's only a Gilui Milsa Ba'alma. It's just, it wasn't taken seriously, but it's a based somewhat on the idea of the Kal Vachomer of Kohen Gadol, but it's not a true Kal Vachomer, which then bridges the gap between Ben Zoma and Rabbi Huda much more, which then would require, what's the nafkamina in the Gemara? It's not really Kal Vachomer, so how then does the Gemara conclude here that it's a asay, it's a mitzvah asay is the machlokas, that's the nafkamina between Ben Zoma and Rabbi Huda. So you have to figure out what he means by this. So either he says, on Amud Beis, maybe it's not a real asay, maybe it's close to an asay, maybe it's a Gili Milsa type of asay, I'm not really sure what that means, but it sounds like he's saying Lav Dafka, that asay is the nafkamina between Shita Ben Zoma and Rabbi Huda. And the Meiri says the same thing, that it's not a true Kal Vachomer, it's simply a Gilui Milsa Ba'alma, the requirement of, or he actually calls it a Divrei Sofrim, it's a Din D'Rabbanan Tevila of Ben Zoma. So that's a machlokas, whether Ben Zoma holds a Deraisa, or holds it a Din D'Rabbanan. Then you have the, within that, there's another machlokas, as you saw, whether or not when do you have to go to the mikvah? So the Mishnah clearly says, Lavoda. Whenever a person's going to perform an avoda, so then he requires to go to the mikvah. Now that would be limited only to Kohanim, because only Kohanim can perform avoda, seemingly. So a Kohen going to do the avoda, so he would require a tevila. But if he's going in simply as a kenisa, he would not require a tevila. That's the pashup shot of the Mishnah. But Rashi says that lav dafka, lavoda means lav dafka, and that rather any time a person goes to the Azara, he requires a tevila. So why would a person ever go to the Azara if it wasn't for the avoda? What?
Chol Moed trip.
Okay. Could be Simchas Beis Shoeva is what you're referring to. Simchas Beis Shoeva was packed people who are witnessing the tremendous Simcha that took place in the Beis HaMikdash. That could be one reason why a person would go without doing Navoda.
To do Smicha,
which is not Navoda for himself. No, you could be right. Not every carbon requires a Smicha. Karban Pesach. So not every carbon requires Smicha. It could just simply bringing a carbon that he's not doing the avoda, the kohanim are doing the avoda. Could be any situation. A person just comes to bring a carbon, or just to come watch the Simchas Beis Shoeva, a nice Chol Moed trip. So that could be a reason why a person might go to the Beis HaMikdash, just simply for a Knesa Ba'alma, not to perform an avoda. Okay, so then that's Shitas Rashi L'Lav Davka. Now Tosas gets a little tricky. Tosas writes at first that Lav Davka Avoda, because he says Shechita, which is also Lav Avodah. I'm not sure if we're going to go through the sugya. Might be next week we'll go through Shechita Lav Avodah. The Gemara says Shechita is Lav Avodah. Shechita is not an Avodah. Kabbalah is an Avodah. Halacha is an Avodah. Zrika is an Avodah. But Shechita is Lav Avodah. Why is Shechita not an Avodah, guys? Because Azar is allowed to do it. The Gemara darshins that only from the Kabbalah and on Mikan Ve'elach do you require a Kohen, but the Shechita is permitted Ayidei Azar, and therefore it's not considered an Avoda. And since we know that a Gemara says to do Shechita, you need Tevila beforehand, so that tells us just like Shechita is an Avoda, so to all other Kenisas below Avoda require a Tevila as well. So Tosa sounds like he's in the same camp as Rashi, that Kenisa Ba'alma requires a Tevila. But then the next Tosa seems to say the complete opposite. The next Tosa then writes that firstly, that's a true Kalvachomer. This Kalvachomer of Ben Zom is a true Kalvachomer. But he says that this Kalvachomer is only true when you're coming to do Navoda. Why is that true? How does he know this? Well, Misha says Lavoda. So that makes sense. But how come he's saying, since the Kavachomer is a good Kavachomer, it must be only when a person's coming to do Navoda? Well, how does Tosas know this? What's the Svara? What's the connection to the Kavachomer? Again, the Kavachomer says, just like a Kohen Gadol who changes from Makom Kadosh to Makom Kadosh, or he changes from Big Day Kodesh to Big Day Kodesh, he requires a Tevila. So Kavachomer, any person who comes from Makom Chol or Big Day Chol into Kodesh, he also requires a Tevila. So Tosa says, from this Kavachomer we know that it's only when Adam comes to do an Avodah, not come to do a Knesa of Alma. How does the Kavachomer prove that to us, that only for an Avodah?
You can't learn more than Nidon.
So what's the Nidon?
Exactly,
that's the point. Very simple. The Kohen Gadol would go in to do an Avodah. When the Kohen Gadol changes Big Day Kuna to another Big Day Kuna, the Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav, or Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan, it was always to perform an Avodah. So just like the source of the Kavachomer of the Kohen Gadol is when he's coming to do an Avoda, so too, when it's coming to the regular Adam, it's only when coming to do an Avoda. That's the source. That's how Tosus gets this. Now, again, that's because Tosus assumes it's a real Kavachomer. What about Rashi, though? Rashi also assumes it's a real Kavachomer, he told us. And if it's a real Kavachomer, so then only when Adam's coming to do an Avoda should he require Tevila. But how come Rashi, how can he get away with saying to do a Knesa Ba'alma that also requires a Tevila? That's not the case, because the source is a Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is doing an Avoda. So how can we learn from there that Adam to do a Knesa also requires a Tevila? Anyone hear the question? Is there any suggestions?
The question again.
The question is as follows. That Rashi learned the Kavachomer from a Kohen Gadol as a true Kavachomer.
So Kavachomer,
like Deraisa,
you're saying?
Yeah, Deraisa. That's what he says. In Amud Beis, he writes it's a Din Deraisa because of Kavachomer. As opposed to Tosfos Yeshanim, who holds it's a Gilim Musa Ba'alma. Rashi holds it's a real Kavachomer Deraisa. So if it's a real Kavachomer, so shouldn't he be saying what Tosfos says, that just like the Kohen Gadol went to the mikvah to do an avoda, so too, when an Adam needs to go to the mikveh, it's only when he's doing an avoda. Does he require a tevila deraisa? But if he's only going to enter into the Azara for a knisa ba'alma, chol hamoed trip, to bring a carbon for someone else to do the avoda, that shouldn't require a tevila. How come Rashi says, lavoda lavdavka? It's any type of knisa.
You might come to do an avoda?
But that would be already a gzeira. That would be a gzeira. According to Ben Zoma, Rashi says it's a real chiyav deraisa. There's a mitzvah asay to go to the tevila, to the mikvah, even if there's no avoda.
So you could say the
Hutzas
Kaf thing.
Ah, beautiful. Very good. You guys saw the Netziv. The Netziv is talking about Hutzas Kaf Amacht. He's talking about this case of the Kal V'Chomer. So we assumed, the Tosfos assumed, every single Avoda that the Kohen Gadol was doing was an Avoda. We're going to get through all the different, I'm not sure how far we'll get in this parak, but each time he changed the Begadim, he went to do the Tamid Shel Shachar, then he went to do the Shnei Seirim, then he did a Karbon Musaf. There's a whole Avoda, the five different, really four sections of the Avodas. So one of the Avodas he would do, he put on the Big Day Zav. He wore that rather, Big Day Lavan in two different times. It was Zav, Lavan, Zav, Lavan, Zav. Lavan was for Yom Kippur Avodas, hence the white. And Big Day Zav was for the Chol type of acts, like the Talmud Shel Shachar and the Karbon Musaf. So when the Kohen Gadol would wear the Big Day Lavan the first time around, he did every single part of the Avodas Yom Kippur. And then he took it off, wore the Big Day Zav, did Karbon Musaf, and then put the Big Day Lavan on one last time for one last thing. What was the last thing he did? Hatzas Kaf Amachta. He went in one last time to the Kodesh Kedashim to retrieve the Kaf, which was holding the Ketores on the floor, to achieve the Machta, which had the ashes, the coals, and now the Kohen Gadol had poured the Ketores on the Machta, the coals, and filled up the Kodesh Kedashim with smoke. That had been staying there in the Kodesh Kedashim the entire day. So Kohen Gadol wears the Big Day Lavan the second time just to retrieve what's called Hotzas Kaf Umachta. He retrieves it from the Beis HaMikdash, from the Kodesh Kedashim. So is that an Avoda or not? So it sounds like that might be the Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos here. Rashi says, no, that wasn't Avoda, that was a Knisa Balma. He went in just to clean up his mess. And that's a Knisa. So just like the Kohen Gadol required a Tevila to do the Knisa, to get the Kafa Machta, so to any Adam who's going to do a Knisa into the Azara requires a Tevila. But according to Tosfos, what's Tosfos' assumption? What does he assume about Hotzas Kafa Machta? It's an Avoda. And just like Hotzas Kaf Umachta, to retrieve the spoon in the pan is considered avoda, so too any Adam who goes into the Azara is also required, only requires a tevila when there is an avoda. Now, as I'm saying this to you, I'm remembering a Machlokas Rashi Tosos here, if I can find it quickly, which I think there might be Lishitasam. But it's a long Tosos to do. Those who want, if you look in the Gemara and the Lamed Beis and Aleph, there's a long Tosos there on the side. The Kesidron, I believe in this Tosos here, I can even pull out the line quickly here. Ah, very good, excellent. Look at Tosos Dir Masel of the Kesidron. Yes, Shemike. Yeah, we'll get back to Netziv in a second, right. But before, without the Netziv, everything makes sense. Okay. Without the Netziv.
No, but couldn't you still ask the same question that Rashi did? I was only wearing that for Tzarech HaAvodah or for Kafu Matin type of thing. Like, I can go in. Rashi's saying even any Kenisa.
Right. But Kafu Matin might be just a Kenisa, just cleaning
it's
up.
Something.
It's for something, but something, it's more, it's not an avoda, it's a sila. With the Gemara itself, uses Lashon, and there's some types of avodos that are avodos, and some things that are silik ba'alma. Not the silik.
What about
just walking in? So I hear that. So that could be maybe. It could be, but he might really view a Tos Kafa Machta, even though it's some purpose, it's not an avoda purpose. It's not an avoda. But I hear. It's a good question. He might limit it to walking in for some reason. Now, the truth is, a person really can't walk in for no reason, just to walk around as a Chol HaMoed trip. You're going in to do a Simchas Beis Shueva, to observe a Simchas Beis Shueva, that's a purpose. You're going to bring a carbon, that's a purpose, but that's not an avoda. Yeah, midiraisa. I believe there's an iser. Knisa ba'alma, for no reason, I believe it's an iser. You have to look at the Rambam again, in B.S. Mikdash. I think he mentions this. When we say Knesset Ba'alma, it means Knesset without doing an avoda. But there has to be a purpose, I believe. Which would make sense to what we're saying now. I think so. You have to look at the Rambam again. So look at the Tosos and Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. We're going to just pull out just one line so you can see that Tosos is L'shitaso. You read the whole Tosos, very interesting Tosos here. If you look now at the last few lines of Tosfos, it says six lines up. Aval hutzos kafu machta. Just listen to the question alone. Minolon davodehi lahatrich la tefila b'fnei atzmo. How do you know that itself is considered an avoda, that it warrants its own tevila? And Yesh Lomar, Mishum de Kvar Kasa Bekula Avodos Hayom Uva Hava Vehevi, Aval Tzatz Kafu Machta Loksiv, Lachik Lekas. I'm not sure to figure out what this answer means here, but he's answering, how do you know that Tzatz Kafu Machta is called an Avoda? And that's Tosas L'shitaso. So it's just like Tzatz Kafu Machta is an Avoda, so to any time a person enters into the Beis HaMikdash, he only requires a Tevila when doing an Avoda. But for non-avoda that he's not doing, he doesn't require tevila midaraisa lefi shitas tosfos. But Rashi would argue and say no, the tos kafa machta is nothing more than cleaning up a mess, and therefore doesn't require a tevila. I'm sorry, rather it does require tevila. So I think if you look at Rashi and Lamed Beis, I think it ends up being a machlokas here, and that's how you explain the machlokas here. Everyone good right now? Fine. So now, Shimi pointed out the Netziv. The Netziv is not so comfortable with saying Hotzos Kafa Machta is an Avoda, even though I just showed you Tosas says it is an Avoda. He dilutes it, and he says that Hotzos Kafa Machta is simply a Tzarech Avoda. And you need a Tzarech Avoda. That's what his Shita is. Somewhere in the middle, where it's not an actual Avoda, but somehow a Hechsher Tzarech Avoda. That's the Shita of the Netziv, somewhere in the middle. But again, Lanias Daiti, I think Tosfos is pretty clear that it's Mamish Navoda. And then you have the third Shita. We have four Shitas, I guess, just to say that, really just to get the whole range out there. When does an Adam require Tevila? Either Knisa Ba'alma, that Shita's Rashi. Then you have Shita's Tosfos Yeshan, which I didn't go through yet, who says you need Mamish Navoda. Then you have the Netziv, who holds Tzorech Avoda. Then you have Tosas, who has two levels here. When it comes to an Avoda, it's Deraisa. When it comes to a Knisa, it's only Midrabanan. And then you have really a fifth Shita is, who's the fifth Shita? Tosas written in the Sfas Emes. He holds a Tudinim, Midraisa. He writes very explicitly, that's why he says the words, he says, Ein Adam Nichas La'azara, and he has a girsa, I think, O La'avoda, a person does a Knisa, or a person does an Avoda, either way, they require a Tevila. So those are the two dinim that the Sfas Emes was mechavin to the Tosas Arid. He's mechavin on his own, then afterwards he writes the Tosas Arid, says the same thing, that they're really a tzvei dinim here, of a deraisa Tevila, based either a Knisa, or an Avoda. So those are the five Shitas we have. Everyone good with the five Shitas? Should I repeat them again? Rashi again says Knisa Ba'alma requires Tevila. Tosfos Yeshanim says Avoda requires a Tevila. The Netziv says Tzarech Avoda requires a Tevila. Tosfos says Deraisa Avoda Derabanan Knisa. And Tosfos says Deraisa Knisa or Avoda. Those are the five Shitas we have in this whole discussion. Now, I'm not going to go through Tosfos Yeshanim inside, but he's very important because he begins to expand the definition of what Avoda means. Because once Tosfos Yeshanim says that the Avoda is the criteria for going into the Avoda is what's needed before going into the mikvah, that only time you require Tevila is when you're about to do an Avoda, so you have to start dealing with other cases that require Tevila, even though they're not really Avodos. So he starts saying Avodas is much wider than you thought it was. He says, what, like smichas an avoda, hachnasas yadayim lebahonos, the mitzvah putting his thumbs is considered an avoda. All these things are avodas. He really expands the definition of avoda once he boxes it in. So again, he's limiting his definition of a tevila. Tevila is only needed for avoda, but he's forced into expanding what an avoda is to all those other things I just listed. So that's all within Shitas Ben Zoma. Everyone good with this? Okay. They said that midaraisa you require tevila for knisa alone and for avoda alone. So let's say a guy is just doing a knisa, you require a tevila. Let's say a guy went into the base of mikdash, he says, and he went to the mikveh first just to do a knisa balma, and then he says, you know what, I want to do an avoda now. So according to the Sfas Emes and Tosis Rid, he has to go to the mikveh a second time just for this avoda, even though he did one already before for the knisa. Because each of them independently require a tevila midiraisa. Okay, that's all Shitas Ben Zalma. So now comes along the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says this line of Srach tevila he kadeshi yizkor tuma yishana shebiyado. This whole tevila is only a dirabanan. We'll see the different lashonos in just a second to help remind a Kohen, perhaps he had a tumah he forgot about. Now, what's the reason why he rejects Rabbi Yehuda? Why does he reject Rabbi Yehuda? I meant Ben Zoma. Why does Rabbi Yehuda reject Ben Zoma? So Tosas Yisham said, because Shema Yesh Pircha, which is itself interesting, because Tosas Yisham himself felt it wasn't a real Kavachomer in the first place. I don't know what he's adding by that Rabbi Yehuda. He himself thought it was a Pircha. I don't know what he's trying to add by that, because I thought for Tosas Yisharim, Ben Zoma and Rabbi Yehuda were very, very connected. Because he said, Ben Zoma doesn't really hold a Kavachomer, it's a Gila Mil Sabalma. So I'm not sure what he's really contributing with that line there. I'm missing something. But Shema Yeshal Pircha. There might be some question, maybe some of the questions that Tosas asks, and the Meiri rejects, that might be some of the motivation why Rabbi Yehuda rejects Ben Zoma's Kavachomer. Yes.
If you would say that Ben Zoma is Kavachomer Zidoraisa, then even if you have Perchos, the Perchos wouldn't be good enough necessarily to say that it's not good enough. But only once you will the Kavachomer Zidorabana do is say, no, the Perchos can actually reject the Kavachomer.
No, because a Percha can reject any Kavachomer. Even every Kavachomer by definition is a Doraisa. And by definition, every Kavachomer can have a Percha. There's no such thing as a derbanan kavachomer. If it's a derbanan, which means it's a weak kavachomer, it means it's not a kavachomer.
Sorry. So meaning, if we say that it's a full-fledged kavachomer, it's not a gilui mosa. So what we're saying is, even if theoretically, if Ben Zoma would have a full-fledged kavachomer, so then as a rishon, the Tosfos Yeshanim would say, even if I have perchos, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's wrong. But once we're saying, no, the whole kavachomer itself is only a gilui mosa, then we'll say, no, maybe the Kavachomer, the whole Svar was just messed up. Meaning, if originally Ben Zoma's Kavachomer was a Doraisa, it was a full-fledged Kavachomer. So we can't say that Rabbi Yehuda's just coming to say no, because he has Pirchos, he's rejecting Kavachomer. I mean, we can't say that, necessarily.
So I'm actually saying we. He's saying what Rabbi Yehuda, I think, is saying. That's
Even Rabbi Yehuda, if it's a full-fledged Kavachomer, that means it's a good Svar. So Rabbi Yehuda's not necessarily all because of the Pirchos he's rejecting. He's just saying, no, the whole idea was based on Srach, it wasn't based on the
Srach. But Rabbi Yehuda had a Pircha, whether it's a Derais or Derban, whether it's a real Kavachomer or just a Gil Mil, so that Pircha would have broken. It's not his, not Tosos Yisharim's question. It's Rabbi Yehuda's question. So I'm not sure what he's adding in. I'm missing something, but okay. So either way, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of the Kavachomer Ben Zoma, and he says it's a Srach Tvila, he calls it. So what's Machlokis? Subtle Machlokis in the Rishonim. What does Rashi say versus Rabbeinu Chananel? What type of Tvila is this? What does Rashi say? It's a derbanan. And Rabbi Nachanan says what? It's a minag. It's a minag shehichmiru. So again, the nafka minag, whether it's derbanan or minag, certainly the strength of them are going to be different. A minag versus a din derbanan. If a person violated a din derbanan, we could call him an avaryan, the Gemara in Shabbos says. He's an avaryan if he violates an issa derbanan. If a person violates a minag, he's not going to have the shame of being an avaryan. That's just one simple nafka minag. Would there be Makas Mardis or not? If you violated the Din Derbanan, seemingly there would be Makas Mardis, perhaps. But by a Minog, there wouldn't be such a thing. So they're Nafka Minas.
It's not just the Minog Sheikh Mir, which still implies the Lashon of Gezerah.
Say that again, that.
Minog Sheikh Mir, why doesn't that imply like a Lashon of Gezerah? They did this, there's a reason behind it. They were Machmir in this Indian because they wanted to make sure that the person claim doesn't end up with the.
You know, that's the Gemara says, it's the reason is, as the Rabbi Yehuda himself says. But what was the status of such a institution It was a minhag that they took upon themselves a chumrah to do such a thing, as opposed to chacham created a gezeira. So the motivation for the minhag, there's always a motivation for a minhag, but it was only a minhag. Now it is possible over time this minhag turned into a gezeira derabanan, since it was widely accepted. Maybe it took on later on in history a din derabanan, but initially it came about from the minhagim of what the kohanim took upon themselves. Kohanim had a lot of chumras they took upon themselves because they were involved in kodesh kedashim. So this was initially perhaps came about from the kohanim's own chumras that maybe later evolved into some type of gezeira derabanan, but he doesn't call it a gezeira derabanan. Fine, so that's what the machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel. Now, the Tosas Rush writes something very interesting, and he's Mechadesh Adin, the Tzfas Emetz is also Mechadesh Adin. What's Tosas Rush's Chiddush? You want to see Tosas Rush, where his Chiddush is?
And Yom Kippur, he holds a Mechadesh Adin, the first field.
Exactly. He says that even though Rabbi Huda says that the rest of the year there is no Kal V'chomer, he rejects it, Shem Yish Pircha, but on Yom HaKippurim, there Tosafot Rush writes, the Kohen Gadol would have a mitzvah deraisa, even Rabbi Huda would agree, the Kohen Gadol would have a mitzvah deraisa to go to the mikvah on Yom HaKippurim. That's the Chiddush of Tosafot Rush, even within the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. That's his Chiddush. Now he does acknowledge, as Tosafot Emes acknowledges, that the Rambam clearly doesn't hold this way. Because the Rambam says, even on Yom Kippur, the reason why the Kohen Gadol goes to the mikveh first is because Kadesh Yizkor Mitumah Yishana Al Tvila. Perhaps he's going to remember the old Tumah. So even in that first Tvila, on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol's reasoning for going is only because of the Shema, but not because of any mitzvah deraisa. So there's a machlokas. But Tosafot Rush himself again says for Rabbi Yehuda that there is a mitzvah deraisa for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Okay, everyone's good right now? Yeah? We have Shita's Rabbi Huda, Shita Ben Zoma. Now let's move to the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchas B'yas Mikdash that Ein Adam Nichnas Lazara La'avoda, just like our Mishnah says, Afal Pishu Tahor Ad Shehu Tovil. The only time a person requires a Tevila is before he's about to perform an Avoda. And the Rambam writes in Avodas Yom HaKippurim, he quotes the Shita of Rabbi Huda, Shim Yizkor Tuma Yeshana Shabiyado Yifrosh Mimene Bitvilazao Lishma. So he passes like Rabbi Huda, and he also says that you only need to do a tevila when coming to perform an avoda. Now, what's the challenge with this? When is there an iser? When a person is tame, what's the iser for a person who's tame? In regards to the Beis Hamikdash. It's for him to walk into the Beis Hamikdash. Not about Avoda. The Maseches Tamid talks about the Shomrim. That their Shomrim, the Levim, the Kohanim, would be doing Shmiras Hamikdash around the Beis Hamikdash. And there's a big machlokas as to why they do Shmir. Anyone know the machlokas why the Shmir was done? So the basic machlokas is the Rambam has a chiddush. He says, well, first say the Ravid. The Ravid and the Gra, many others. The Ravid's on the side of the page of the Maseches Tamid. He says to make sure that no one Tameh or no Zar comes into an area where they shouldn't be coming into. Because there's an Issa Deraisa for a Tameh person to enter into the base of Mikdash. Now just to finish this machlokas, the Rambam Shita is what? Anyone know? Say it again? Not Ainus, but similar language. Ema. Not Ema. It's the idea similar to what Zev is saying, but Ema, similar to these ideas. The Ainus B'Makom Ashiris is a different line, but it's a similar Svara. That when you come to the base of Megiddo, when you come to a palace, you see the soldiers standing outside. It's Chashivas. Not that there's the Buckingham Palace. You think the soldiers are doing anything, just walking back and forth, looking with a stone face. They're not really guarding anything. But you walk up to these palaces in England, you see it's a chashivas there. So the idea, says the Rambam, is just to create chashivas, not for any purpose other than that. So the nafka mina is about nighttime versus daytime. So do you have to have shomrim at nighttime? So if the idea is to protect from Zar and Tameh coming to places where they shouldn't come in, so even Belila you need to have that. But if the idea is chashivas, when no one's coming to the Beis Hamikdash at nighttime, there's no need for chashivas Belila. But by Yom, where everyone's coming, it's very active. People are coming to bring karbanos, so you need the chashivas. So dafka bayom, says the Rambam, is when you need the shomim, to create that chashivas. But we see that according to the Ravid and many other Rishonim, the purpose of the Shomrim was in order to make sure that a Tamei person doesn't come into the base of Migdash. There's an Issa Deraisa for a Tamei to do Knisa. So that's the case. For Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, if the Issa is for the Tumah, so then, why is Rambam right only Ein Adam Nichas La'azara La'avoda? Even if a Tamei person comes in just to the Azara itself, he requires a Tevila. Forget the Avoda, non-Avoda. You and I are not Kohanim. So we can't go in. So you're telling me, so for the Rambam, I'm allowed to go into the base of Migdash if I'm Tamei? Certainly not. So why does Rambam limit the requirement of Tevila to only Avoda, not to Knisa Ba'alma, if he really does paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? That's the question the Lechamisha is struggling with, based on Rambam also in the Mechusrei Kapara I'm not going to go through right now. Okay. So what does the Brisker Rav explain? Anyone see the Griz? So let's read the Griz inside together, number 14. The Brisker Rav writes, this is on the last page. He writes, Masnisin ein adam nichas la'azara la'avoda. He quotes Rashi Tosos, which means lav dafka la'avoda, which we said Tosos is not so clear that he really holds lav dafka avoda. He really paskins dafka va'avoda. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, dafka la'avoda. Kasav la'halacha zu b'dinei kiddush adayim v'raglayim. The very fact that it's also accompanied with the halachas of washing your hand and leg, which is also only an inyan of avoda, seems to also say that the tevila, the mikvah, is also about avoda. Akarchach mashu de'ein demi iser knisa l'mikdash. It's not, the requirement of the tevila is not because of entering into the base of mikdash, ki im b'din avoda. It's a din of avoda. V'gam medamrina b'gemara medbeiz, de'ein mechal avoda b'lo tevila, akarchach de'shaych l'avoda. The fact that the Gemara was mitapel with an inyan of avoda and being chil avoda, that was the first suggestion in Nafka Mina, tells me that the tevila has to do with the avoda, not the kenisa. Fine, jump to the next paragraph. Aval ayin b'lecha mishnah hilchos mechusrei kapara dinis kasha b'divrei Rambam kasha mitzara mishum din tuma v'nira kivin d'amrinim b'gemara gavei shachar b'sakin arucha. The Gemara deals with a shayla if a person stands outside and does a shechita with a long knife. He doesn't need to step inside. Does that person require a tevila? And he says, "The tabay le rabbanan da akarchach lo kamri rabbanan hasam de lo kav vidavoda, aval hacha de kavoda de avoda lo ayin sham." Maybe rabbanan don't require a tevila when there's no avoda being done, but when there is an avoda being done, that's not the case. They do require a tevila. He nay kol safek v'gemar hu lagavi shchita de lo havi kol kach avoda. The whole safek is surrounding the question of a shchita. And a shechita is not really an avoda. Aval, b'avoda mamish, hare pashit degam rabbanan modin. Even rabbanan will agree, a real avoda requires a tevila. So that's what he says. So then he quotes the psak of the Rambam. Look there, again, if you didn't see the Rambam inside, you won't appreciate this. But he ends up saying the Rambam holds that only for avoda does it require a tevila. But he doesn't address the other question. Okay, we know already that Rambam holds avoda. He just brings the proof as to how the Rambam learns it's a din of avoda. But how can we quote Shitas Rabbi Yehuda? Yehuda's whole reason is because you should remember a tumah. And, oh, maybe I'm tumah, I don't remember, I touched a sheretz, I'm tumah, I can't go in. So that should happen any person who goes into the base of Mikdash. And lav dafka, a guy going to do an avoda, any knisa ba'alma should require this tevila of Rabbi Yehuda. So any suggestions on how we can explain this? I think the Netziv is going to say what I'm about to say. I think that's what he means. But any suggestions? What Rambam's really trying to accomplish here?
Maybe the stakes are higher for if you're doing avoda. So in Achinami, the star of Rabbi Yehuda should apply across the board. Anyone could potentially have be nechlas with tumah, but we're not going to make this takana or this minang, whatever it is. If it's not for avoda,
could be. I didn't look it up. I should have looked it up again. But I think the stakes are the same. I believe a person who goes into the, like I mentioned before, who goes into the Beis HaMikdash, Betuma, even for Knisa, I think he's Chayav Karis as well. Bein L'Knisa, Bein L'Avoda. Again, I have to go back to the Rambam. I think it's the beginning of Hilchos Bias Mikdash. So are we concerned with the stakes, Lagabi, the Karbanos being Chil? That's not the end of the day.
No,
but the guy's going to get Karis.
In the And then we say that.
So.
And then we say that it's not. The avoda is fine. But I'm just saying. But maybe there's no halachic nafka mina except for the fact that we made a takana for the avoda. But it is worse someone doing the avoda with Toma than someone. Even if they both get karas.
Right. Now, I'd agree. I would agree that it is definitely worse if the avoda is done as opposed to the person coming in. And the question, are we protecting, I guess, the base of Mikdash, or are we protecting the individual? Maybe the Rambam is concerned more with the base of Mikdash than the individual. If it's the individual, so who cares, the Knesso or avoda, he's getting an Isser either way. We should always require it to be. Maybe the focus somehow is in the base of Mikdash, which I find hard to imagine. But I think what the Netziv is saying, though, again, in not so many words, but I'll say outside what I think, if not him, is my suggestion then. I mentioned to someone in the back here, maybe it's to you guys, yeah, that, you want to say the suggestion, or? Okay. That the whole idea, the Gemara itself, has a whole discussion about Chatzitza later on. You guys got to the Gemara about Chatzitza? And one thing to know, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Srach Tvi, look at the bottom of Lamed Amud Beis. Lamed Amud Beis, the last two lines. The Gemara says, Amr Le Abai Le Rav Yosef. Now there's a bunch of Gersos who this question is being challenged to, but let's say Rabbi Huda. According to Rabbi Huda, holds Srach Tvila, Chotet O'ni Chotet. According to Rabbi Huda, the purpose of the mikvah is, there's no purpose other than to remind the guy. Just throw the guy, pour a bucket of water over him, will remind him, maybe I need to go to the mikvah or not. So you don't really have to, the real Tvila is not a real Kim. So now that being the case, is there a chatzitza going to be a problem or not? If he got some dirt, he's got some, I don't know, whatever he has on his body, that's a chatzitza, will it affect it or not? So Rashi says the whole question is within Shittas Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara answers, Amar Lei kol d'tokan rabbanan kein d'raisa tikkun. Anytime Chacham made a takana, in this case Rabbi Yehuda, understood that this tevila was a din d'rabbanan, it was modeled after a din d'raisa. Just like a tevila on a d'raisa level, for an ish or an isha, zava, you'll add this nida, whatever the case is, they are possible chatzitza. So to any tevila midirabanan, srach tevila zu, midirabanan was modeled after the tevila deraisa. Just like a tevila deraisa, chatzitza is possible, a tevila midirabanan, a chatzitza is possible. That's what the Gemara says. That being the case, so now we can explain shita of the Rambam. When do you require tevila on a deraisa level? The Kohen Gadol needs it only when performing an avoda. So too, even though Rabbi Huda isn't learning a kavachomer, he is creating a tumah, rather he's creating a tevila midirbanam, so he needs to look for a source, a model. He looks for a tevila deraisa. Well, what's tevila deraisa? Oh, well, Kohen Gadol needs a tevila deraisa. So that was only for an avoda, assuming otas kafamachle is an avoda. So too, when he created a tevila midirbanam, it was only in the context of an avoda. A technicality. Again, that's how the halacha works. Does it, a chatzitza really going to disqualify Rabbi Huda's tevila? Of course not. His tevila is created. He made up this tevila. But still, when Chacham makes something, they have all the various rules that apply to a deraisa level. So that, I think, is what the Netziv means. If not, that's what perhaps the Rambam is trying to get at. That even though he passes like Rabbi Huda, it's a tevila derabanan, it's only for avoda, just like the Kohen Gadol. And I think that's exactly what Rashi means here as well. We'll finish with this Rashi. Rashi says in the back in Lamed Amud Aleph. Rashi writes when he's defining Srach Tvila Hizu. He says this is the last Rashi on the page of Lamed Amud Aleph. Ein kan chove min haTorah. Ella, l'srach ulitvos b'shem Tvila. Just to be involved in the Tvila, so it becomes on his mind. Kedei lalos alev, so he become aware she'ein Tvila ella l'tmein. Well, who goes to the mikvah? People who are tamei. He might remember a tumah he forgot about, an old tumah. V'shacha, he forgot it. V'yifrosh milav olazara hayom ad shiarv shimsho achar tvila v'lo yavod hayom. So what's Rashi doing adding the word yavod hayom? The iser should be to kenisa ba'alma. That should be alone. So Rashi adds the word lo yavod hayom. I think he's trying to say that only when a person is coming to do Navoda does he really require this Tevila, just like the Rambam holds this way. Even though it's only a Tevila Midirabanan, to remind you of a Tumah, which would apply equally to Knesa still they modeled it after a tefillah deraisa that only la'avoda does it require. So too tefillah derabanan, only la'avoda does it require a tefillah, according to Rabbi Huda. Everyone got that? Okay, good. All right, so we'll stop here. I'll give Marma comments out tomorrow. The next year is going to be the discussion of nistapig about.